Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 307, as this week we bring you the first hour of WWF SummerSlam 1988. I'm Pat McNeil. I'm normally joined by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions.
Whoa, no. Do a timeout on me. Where are we starting? Because we're running a video.
I'm going to finish the intro.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Because I got a crowd. Are we on the same thing?
No, we're not. We're going to get everybody to hit play at the same time that we do.
That's what I was asking you. I'm sorry, means we have to go back. I got you.
We have to go back to
And you'll count me down, and I will start again.
Well, you're not going. No, you're not going to hit play until I say so.
Thank you.
Okay. And we're starting at the. We'll get that sorted here in just a second. Okay. I promise.
Yes.
And hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil. Normally, I'm joined by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, Mr. Jim Valley. Jim is down with a case of ulcerated laryngitis, and we really hope that he'll be back with us soon. However, we do have a very qualified substitute here this week. Hit it, please.
To introduce our guest star, that's what it's time to do. So it really makes me happy to introduce to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the former president of the National Wrestling Alliance and super agent to the stars, Mr. Bill Behrens. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me back. Yeah, I was given the hot tag, and I'm pleased to be in, trying to do my best on the comeback.
So, Bill, are you ready to hop in the Wayback Machine and return to the summer of 1988 where the Mega Powers meet the Mega Bucks?
Yes, I was much younger. It'd be better to do that.
Okay, all right, some minor business to get through. First of all, I'd like to thank Sal Renaro for retweeting Bill's appearance on this show because we're big Sal Renaro fans. And in Sal's honor, I will mention that this is your favorite wrestling podcaster's favorite wrestling podcast. We have moved up on the rankings in Canada again. We are the 2,284th most listened to podcast in the nation of Canada, according to Apple. I know, it's amazing. And also we're keeping things busy over at our Patreon, patreon.com, Wayback Playback. Listen to old shows, listen to new episodes ad-free and in advance, patreon.com/Wayback Playback. Okay, so, Bill, here we are. It is Monday, August 29th, 1988, and this is WWF SummerSlam from Madison Square Garden with allegedly 20,000 in attendance, the biggest garden crowd since the Christmas week show in 1987.
And an amazing card, really, if you look down at it. We're just doing the first three, but the main event was, killer.
Yes.
One of those things the kids remember for the rest of their lives.
Yes, a lot of those kids are listening to the show. And if you're too young to have watched this live, that's okay.
I mean, didn't Miss Elizabeth strip down on the show or something?
Spoilers, but yeah. All right, so the previous, we're going to give a snapshot of what's going on in the business at this time. On the previous day, WWF on Sunday, August 28th, ran three shows. The A show was in Montreal, Quebec, where it was Dino Bravo defeating WWF champion Randy Savage by countout and Andre the Giant beating Jake the Snake Roberts. And that, I guess that's how you know you're in Montreal, Bill. On the B show, in Toronto, Ontario, 16,000 turned out to see the Ultimate Warrior defeat Intercontinental Champion the Honky Tonk Man by disqualification when Jimmy Hart interfered. And in the main event, it was Hulk Hogan defeating Bad News Brown. Meanwhile, on the C-Show, Bill, it's in Sharpsville, Indiana. The WWF Women's Champion Sensational Sherry defeated Rockin' Robin. And in the main event, Brutus the Barber Beefcake defeated the Mighty Hercules. So that was a that
that's
was
not too bad.
Thing.
I mean, you had you know, cutting and strutting probably. So
yeah, I absolutely.
What else does anyone need in life beyond that? Ask Sal Renaro; he will tell you. If you get that, you've pretty much gotten it all.
That's fair. Meanwhile, on this Monday night, opposite SummerSlam, the NWA is doing its semi-regular Monday house show in this town I'm in right now, Greenville, South Carolina. And if you were there, you saw Sting, Ricky Morton, and the Fantastics defeat Ivan Koloff, the Russian Assassin, and the Sheepherders in an eight-man tag, and a main event for the NWA World Tag Team titles. Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard fight the U.S. Tag Team Champions, the Midnight Express, to a double disqualification.
That's pretty good. That's a good card.
That's what was hot there. Meanwhile, Monday night at the Mid-South Coliseum, and everybody is gathered together for that. The CWA Tag Team Champions, the Rock and Roll RPMs, get the win over the team of Billy Joe Travis and Scott Steiner. And in the main event, the AWA World Champion Jerry Lawler and the World Class Champion Kerry Von Erich team up to defeat Tommy Rich and Buddy Landell by disqualification.
Oh, that's right. This is when the merger had happened, yeah.
Yes, indeed. The previous World Class show had been, Friday night, the 26th in Dallas. No Kerry Von Erich on that one. It was Terry Gordy, Steve Simpson, and Sean Simpson beating Jimmy Jack Funk, Jack Victory, and John Tatum. That's a lot of Jack, Bill.
yes, it is. And a couple of Simpsons.
And the main event, it was Iceman King Parsons over Kerry Von Erich by disqualification.
Butt bump was done. Excellent.
Yes. The big stories in pro wrestling outside of this, the rumored guest for tonight's Brother Love show at SummerSlam is Jessica Hahn. She was involved in a sex scandal. That's back when.
Yes. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's back when there used to be sex scandals. It was.
Yes, before it became what you did any. You know, then you complain about it later.
Right. Meanwhile, Jim Crockett Promotions is reportedly in the middle of finalizing the sale of their wrestling promotion to Ted Turner and Turner Broadcasting, and. Also in Jim Crockett Promotions, Ronnie Garvin, having seen the booking sheet and seeing that he is supposed to lose to Dusty Rhodes like 15 times in 15 days, decides to quit. So, there you go.
Yeah, that'll teach Dusty.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We'd like to thank those of you who subscribe to our Patreon over at patreon.com/waybackplayback. If you go to patreon.com/waybackplayback, you can see our previous shows, including our archives, which feature a lot of the first 3 years of the show when we were behind the paywall. You cannot download these anywhere else. Well, that's not true, but I'll keep going anyway. This is great, kid. Okay, so Ken, you have been on the Wayback Playback Patreon. What do you like about it so far?
I think I just like the convenience most of all. Mm-hmm. It's just the ability to give back to a podcast that I feel deserves your support and deserves your patronage. I mean, and the site makes it extremely easy. Even a very non-savvy tech person such as myself was able to handle it.
Okay, that's good. For as little as $4.50, you can be a patron of Wayback Playback and enjoy getting our episodes in advance, hopefully by a couple of days, or at least by one day. Get our episodes in advance and get them ad-free. Not that Ken's ads aren't delightful, but some of you might be interested in saving a few minutes here and there. And get all the back issues, and we have bonus stuff, including bonus matches, including shows that Jim and I have done in the past elsewhere. It's patreon.com/waybackplayback. Check it out.
Absolutely.
Yes, it will. Okay, so if you're watching on the WWE Network, and God help you if you are, we decided to start at the first glimpse of the Manhattan skyline, which I'm showing at about 24 seconds in. Bill, are you about there?
I'm looking at big buildings.
Okay, that's perfect. So everybody, we are going to hit play together in a 3, 2, 1. Gorilla Monsoon is very excited that we're in New York City, Bill.
I'm not to him yet, but I can get there.
Well, you can hear him. You don't see him, but you can hear him.
There's a I can't hear him because you told me not to hear him.
Well, I told you to keep the volume low. All right, and here we go. Now there's the bell, and there's the Virgil, and Ted. Okay, now we got the opening video package. Yay. And the familiar SummerSlam, the SummerSlam music, which would later become the Royal Rumble music. All right. And there's everything you need to know about the main event. It is the Mega Powers taking on the Mega Bucks, and Jesse Ventura is the special guest referee. All right.
That'll just add to the excitement.
Yes, it will. And this is SummerSlam 88. We're live, Bill. We're live.
Oh my God!
Square Garden. Yep.
Did I pay for this? I forget. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. All right. Well, look at
remember
that.
back in the day when it was so hard to watch this. See, that's our one shit for the thing.
That's two.
Yeah. Oh God.
I know it's a tough rule. All right, there he is, Gorilla Monsoon, and there he is, Superstar Billy Graham, with a T-shirt of Jesus. Okay.
It looks good.
It does look good. Oh, they're counting him down. Oh,
is
they've
that
got the
Jesus?
Counting down. What's that?
Is that Jesus?
I was guessing.
Huh.
I don't know.
I didn't know Jesus had spangles.
I don't know. Who are you guessing it is?
I'm really not sure, but he doesn't look Jesus macho. It's a little effeminate, just is.
Okay, well. All right, there we go. SummerSlam shirts. Yep. Happy fans. Somebody
all of them
like Mae Young.
Really large, too. Did you notice that?
Well, yeah.
That was a healthy front row right there. Now it's thinning out. Thank God.
Yeah, I know. Okay, there we go. So we got Billy Graham.
Wide shot. Looks good.
And guess who's coming out to the ring? It is the participants in match number one, the fabulous Rougeau Brothers.
Which would be a good idea.
Yes, Jacques and Raymond waving their American flags and hailing from Memphis. Yeah. Tag team match scheduled for one fall. Okay, thank you, Howard. The late, great, humble Howard Finkel.
Yeah, I always liked Howard.
Yes, I know.
Although he once did sort of get me into trouble unnecessarily because he used to feed info. And I had a meeting when I was coming up from TNA to do the WWE deal with Deep South, and I show up, and they're waving paper going, how does everyone know that you guys are here, Bill?
Well, jeez.
Why was it me? I'm the guy that was at TNA the day before. Why would I want anyone to know?
Yeah, why would you be the one to leak this?
Yeah, everybody's just sitting there snickering. It's like kids.
Right, okay.
Ooh, who we got here?
This looks like Davey Boy and the Dynamite Kid.
Did the dog poop this time?
I don't know. I didn't see it. Okay, there we go. But anyway, the dog is clearing the ring.
And if so,
she has not pooped in the ring. So that's always good.
You know what? Could this spot happen? Could you actually bring a dog out now without, like, tons of licensing? Like, assuming we're, over a virus. But could you do that now? Or would be, like, 800 regulatory agencies prohibiting it?
That's an excellent question, because I don't think anybody's brought a dog to ringside for quite some time. I think Rick Steiner bought a dog. You know, used to bring his dog.
Nobody brings animals out anymore, and WWE was bringing animals out right and left.
Yeah, that's true. They were the experts. Yeah. That is a question.
Oh, see, now they're trying to be. It's like Ring of Honor. They're trying to shake hands.
They want to be sportsmen, and you know, Jimmy Hart's not there. That's odd. You would think Jimmy Hart would be there with the Rougeos.
Yes, you would.
All right, there we go. We're underway.
Oh, the referee didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Who is the ref?
I can't see. He has his back to me right now. Oh. Right. Whoop. Hey. Okay. Oh, yes. The nothing like having evil Rougeos. Aww.
I think there's a salve for that, by the way.
What's that?
The evil Rougeos. I think there's a salve for that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Fortunately. Ooh. All right, so, yeah, in trouble early is Jacques Rougeau. And there's the not exactly...
Bulldog looks like he's been, you know, trying to slim down.
Oh, yeah. There's the not exactly warm tag over
to... Taking his vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
Saying his prayers.
Right. And he's checking.
They're upset. They need Jimmy.
He's checking his brother for ticks. That's all I can think of.
Oh, you're right. I did. You know what? I noticed that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he eat the ticks after he gets them off? I would think he would.
You would think. All right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Collar and elbow. Yeah. Take him over in the corner. Take the bigger guy. Yeah, that's not going to work really well.
Yeah. Oh, overhand right.
That's not a good idea.
Nice one, Raymond.
But it set that up well. Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh.
Who is the ref? Is that Gorilla's kid?
It might be, yeah. Let's see. Okay. Well, while we search for that, very nice.
Spin over. Oh, here we go. You don't see a lot. That was a nice move.
Yep. And there's Dynamite. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Dynamite's already screaming at Ray. Okay. Come on. Get up. Come on. Come on, buddy. All right. Oh, there we go. And while we're getting warmed up, of course, we'd like to say a thank you to our sponsor, Ken and Tex Pet Care of Bangor, Maine. Just what the people in the Bangor, Maine area need during this time, a responsible person to watch their pets, walk their pets, take care of their pets, somebody who is licensed and bonded and knows pet CPR. You're definitely looking for Ken and Tex Pet Care of Bangor, Maine. Go to KENANDTEK.com. Also, you can find Ken and Tech on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, but mostly Facebook and Instagram, where Ken is putting up lots of wonderful pictures of the various dogs and cats and other animals that he looks after. He will take care of your pet as if they were his own.
Well, that's good.
Yes, I think so. Oh, and speaking of...
There's a pet right there.
Matilda, yes.
Wow, the synergy of this, way it's produced, that's beautifully done.
Yeah, I know. Imagine if they did wrestling like this today.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, you know, doing the pitch for the vet, and then all of a sudden there's the dog right there as the payoff spot. Nicely produced.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We've been doing this for a while. All right, so working over the arm, trying to taunt Jacques into
It's all time to breathe, right. Which helps.
Yes. Okay.
Plus, you know, we're heading into something here. There's going to be some kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Have we gone into heat? I don't believe we've gone into heat, have we? No, we have not.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. All right. Gorilla says 20-something plus on hand. Yeah, this is Joey Morella. Okay.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
He actually wasn't bad.
No. He got to be very good by the time, by the time his career and life ended.
Okay, that was sort of weird.
Yeah, that was off, but it's okay. Oh, bye. Oh, look, there is somebody there to take care of the dog. That's nice at ringside.
Thank God.
Yes. Oh!
I believe they're called dog wranglers, by the way.
Is that what they're called? Well, it's a much easier job than being a cat wrangler, so.
Or a wrestler wrangler.
Well, that's true. That's
not a bad exchange.
Right. I think they call them producers now, but anyway.
Yeah.
Working the arm. Let's see.
He'll be here all night. Enjoy the deal.
Thank you. Yep. All right. Breaking them down here. Yay. All right.
All right. We're in the, it's the opening match.
Yep.
We just really need to buy time and get to the finish.
And they are buying some time here. I don't know what. This is.
And again, there's been no heat, unless I missed it. I could have missed it.
No, I don't think you missed it, and I don't think they've edited it out. So, nope. No, this is just pretty much the Bulldogs tossing the Rougeaus around.
Yes.
Yes. All
right. And the Rougeaus accepting it.
Yeah.
And going, wow, we're on a pay-per-view opening match. Just imagine the back-end money.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there we go. Oh!
You know, plus Hogan's in the main. I'm sure he'll be giving up some. There's the cutoff. Yeah. Hey, we're into the heat, and we're doing it on the big guy.
All right, now, let's get to work. Okay. And, it was quite a shift from the Rougeaus being those handsome clean cut French lads to this. I guess.
Yes, well, I mean Jimmy Hart does that to people.
Yeah. See that now? There we go. That's the sort of thing I miss. You don't get often enough. And I think one of the great
things about the camera work on that was very good.
Yeah. Actually, I think, you know, every so often, one of the good things about pro wrestling is you can go back and look through the old stuff and find some fresh material that that can make your act seem fresh.
Yes.
Okay. Boy, working over those quadriceps.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh.
But it's also smart. They're taking the big guy down, working the leg.
Yes.
You know, so his comeback will come from something, you know, power move. I don't remember the match, so.
Right. No, we don't have to remember the match. That's why we're watching it. All right. And, you know, and Gorilla and
if this was on a Monday back then, I would have been on the road.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is back when SummerSlam was a Monday night thing.
Okay. Well,
and one of the reasons...
It was a Monday. I was out selling TV shows, so I was God knows what city I was in.
And, you know, one of the reasons to have it on the last Monday of August is because USA Network is probably showing the Westminster Dog Show.
Ah, hadn't even thought about that.
That was always why.
I've never quite understood that, by the way. Never really have got... Although it's thoroughly entertaining to see these humans preening around in a circle with the dogs being more important.
Yes. Well, that is nice.
Yeah. But everybody running very properly.
Well, it's an event, you know, once a year I can see that. I can't see, like, following the national dog show circuit.
No, I actually had to pay attention to it at one point when I was at Emory. The dorm master, the guy that lived there that was supposed to, you know, wrangle us, he actually was a judge.
Oh, wow.
You know, one of their judges. And he had to be, you know, every year, it was a big deal. He was flown away. He was off for a few days. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Bit of trivia.
Okay.
We're really working the leg. That's, you know.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know how he's ever going to walk again.
I don't know either. But it's good to have a variety of leg holds there. Numerous ways to. Hold on. Oh, fought his way.
There he goes.
Yep.
Okay, hope spot.
All right.
Yep. Cut him off. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm guessing this is a long match so that the people who are just now figuring out how to order pay-per-view, even if they're
making sure everybody's in the building.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Looks like pretty much...
Or it was required by the concessions people.
Right.
Not that it's a bad match. It's
no,
a good match.
No, it's not.
I don't see people flooding out. No,
no
they seem
not.
Engaged.
Oh, there we go.
How are Gorilla and... Because I'm not listening to commentary. How's the commentary going?
They're actually paying attention to the match and talking about, you know, the psychology
of
the match.
Whoa, get out of here with that crazy stuff.
Well, this is Gorilla.
Paying attention to the match?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yes.
That was not a bad... They only did one guy on the comeback. That was interesting.
That's true. You know, Well, I think we still got a little more to go here.
No. I think they've got the crowd. At this point, They need to go home soon.
Nope. Oh, foot on the ropes. Well, this should be the time. Yep. They should be setting up for whatever they're going to do right here.
I have no idea why you do that, except that it's a babyface heel spot that sets up that. All right.
Yeah, but you have to. I assume at some point you got to get him back in the ring, though.
Look at it. You see that? Look at the back in the day barricades they had.
I know.
That's awesome.
I miss those.
Yeah, I use those.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's still better than. I still like that better than whatever the NWA was using back in this period. I mean, I like the idea. I like the idea of the bike racks as a barricade. You know, which is basically what.
Well, those are fine. Honestly, you know, that's the indie show standard if you're doing your job correctly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or when I was in Tennessee, we used to use rope.
Ah, yes.
Well, if anything.
You just need something to delineate. Here's the line you don't cross, fans.
At the fairgrounds, I swear to God, we didn't. There was the line, and everybody just enjoyed being there. Nobody really ever got up, and and then they were believing, and would right. threaten you, but they were all the front row people would always sit down. They
right.
Except every once in a while, somebody would come with a gun. That right. always got.
Yeah,
but that's why we had a overweight police officer.
Well, yeah, an overweight off-duty cop is usually exactly what you need for that.
I believe that's a requirement, by the way. At all wrestling shows, the police officer hired must be overweight.
Yes, that's true. That's officially in the State Athletic Commission bylaws.
Ooh, actually, that was a nice cutoff. Are they going? Please tell me they're not going into a double heat.
Well.
Oh, no, this is the double down. Okay, right. I got you. Okay. Hang on. My bad. I missed it.
Oh.
They had the heel come in to do the move on him to get to the hot tag, sort of, except it's a heel hot tag.
Okay. Yep. Oh, Dynamite's in real trouble here. No!
That was good.
Yep. All right. They're trying to figure out, Jacques is trying to figure out how to put him away. There we go. Time for a double team move. Come on, you can do it.
Yeah, we're doing a second heat. Go figure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ah. All right.
Oh! Wow. Got to keep him out. No!
Yeah. Okay. Oh! Well, at least that was a double team move. All right.
No, that's the nice thing about the teams back then is they really if they're going to get over they had to figure out how to work together and demonstrate it to the crowd.
Yes.
Oh, you don't see this enough.
No.
I wish more people used an abdominal stretch and then if they were smart they bring it down into a guillotine pin.
Right.
Because it's legit. This is what I grew up on.
Right.
That's this kind of move that is legitimately, this is something that, it's something that has to be broken up. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing.
Well, the abdominal stretch is almost a lost art.
Yeah, because nobody uses it. Nobody's tried. Mm-hmm. You can establish it. It's like a Russian leg sweep that people do all the time where they don't hook the leg, and so it's just, I'm falling down, you're falling down.
You can get it back,
Yeah, but again, it's like a Russian leg sweep.
Right.
9 out of 10 of them, it's I'm next to you, we're both taking a back bump. Here we go, yay! Because nobody hooks the frickin' leg.
Right. Here we go, come on. Looks like they got turned around. There we go. They're getting it done.
Ooh, okay, that was weirdly set up, but it worked.
Mm-hmm. Only two. Okay. This is a double reverse chin lock. Or as some people call it, a chin lock. I don't
know. Gorilla's kid looks concerned.
Okay.
And I would be, too, at this point.
Yes. Up.
You know, if he were, like, more Iron Sheik-esque, that mm-hmm. would have been a finishing move, of course.
Right.
But no.
Going up.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And we're going to take a double back bump? Or No. Cutoff spot.
Nope.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Count them down. This. Okay.
I'm surprised they gave this match this much time. But it's not been bad, but, I mean, that's a lot of time to open up the, you know, the first time you do something. But I guess they figured everybody was going to stay for the main event no matter what they did.
That's true. Because why wouldn't you? It's a pay-per-view. You've already paid for it.
And it's the Mega Powers. Come on.
And the Mega Powers and the Mega Bucks. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't remember. Could Andre still move a little bit in 88?
A little bit, yes. It was starting to get worse. But his last, you've got his last real heel run coming up here.
Oh, okay, they hadn't done that. Okay, that tells me where he was.
Right, he's got to do the run against Savage for the title. And
Right.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh,
roll through. Heel gets it first. Oh, cutoff spot.
Right.
Extended hope spot.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure.
Oh. Nope. One, two.
Hey, the Bulldog backs down very well for the referee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Oh, callback.
Again?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. That's smart. Right back into the move they were working.
Right. Tag. Oh, very nice.
All right. Punch the gut.
Oh,
he's going to strut the punch.
And the kung fu.
Oh, kick.
Kick
to the gut. Much better.
All right. Yep. Trying to fight back. Come on, Dynamite. You can do it. You can do it. Yep. Okay. Yes. Oh, perfect.
We're going to draw the ref again.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry you missed that tag.
Okay. All right, and now the cocky pin. Nope. Oh, my goodness.
By the way, kids who are watching, learning, this is actually a really well laid out match so far.
Yeah, it is. Whoa. And now you get a fired up Davey Boy.
That was interesting hot tag. And again, they could do it with the one guy. Oh, an aborted hot tag.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay, and we're going to get this move in one way or the other. And yes.
Oh, that's impressive as crap.
All right.
Even more.
Yep. Okay, that's a good sell.
Have you ever figured out exactly how that does not actually do what it looks like it's doing?
Nope.
Nor have I.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not anything I've ever wanted to consider trying.
No. Oh, there we go.
Everybody's blown up a bit.
Well.
Oh, God, that was beautiful.
Oh, and there's the bell. Uh-oh. There's the bell.
Oh, it was a draw.
Yep, I think we've hit the 20-minute time limit, which they never announced. But
well booked.
Yep.
I like that. I totally not remembered this. So, that's cool. No, it was well booked. That was done. Everybody was enhanced in that match. Everybody got over.
And if the rematch is coming to your town, you're going to win.
And without Jimmy Hart there, and enhanced the Rougeaus is getting over without anybody to help them.
Right.
That was well done.
Yep. Oh, well. Fans are unhappy. Bulldogs are unhappy. Rujo's getaway. For them, a tie. For them right now, a draw is, well, maybe not as good as a win, but. Oh, look at this.
Oh, wait. Are they doing? They're not doing the 5 more minutes. Oh, no, they're going to do the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Get the baby faces over at the end.
Yay!
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes.
Get everybody out.
All right.
Again, and again, this was the minor thing. Look back in the day, nobody thought about could we set up any form of external staging.
Nope.
So that when people went back through the curtain, it looked good on camera.
Right.
I mean, just because that's how early this was that nobody was really thinking about that stuff.
All right, let's take a look at what happened this weekend on WWF Superstars. Brutus Beefcake beating some guy, and there he is, the Outlaw Ron Bass. Ooh.
Ooh, that was nice.
Oh, my goodness. And Bass not very pleased with Brutus Beefcake. Oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, you don't bump for me? Goodbye.
Yeah. There's going to be fines and suspensions, Bill. Fines and suspensions, I tell you. Oh, no. Okay. Well.
I was like Ron Bass.
Yep. Very talented guy. Oh, here we go. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's choking. He's holding him down. Okay, well, now I think now we're going to get to
that's
the...
a good old school heat spot. And they those still work, by the way. You can do those well now.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's got the spur.
That's it. All
right. Oh, no. Oh, no, he's gonna carve him up. Just imagine how effective this injury angle would have been if Brutus hadn't worked the previous afternoon.
Oh, my God, it's censored.
Yeah, it is censored. Oh, no. A bloody Brutus Beefcake.
I'm sorry, not that I want to expose the business, but did Brunei come in and blade? Because I didn't see him. Oh, now he's doing it. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't see his hand come in when the gimmick was going over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is terrible. I can't believe they're letting this happen. Where are the freaking referees waving hands at least? Somebody needs to be out there waving their hands around. Come on.
I know. There we go. Somebody came in. There's one. There's two.
Who?
A little late, though, don't you
think? Send Pat Patterson out.
Yeah.
There's referees. They're getting knocked all over the freaking place.
All right. Now, there's the Rockers.
Thank God.
All right. Yay.
Yeah, now a lot of people standing around and
oh, my goodness.
Not ready to wrestle.
You look really messed up, Brutus.
And now you see all the people that we really don't care that you're seeing tonight because you're not getting an entrance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sets up. Brutus does not get the title shot at the Honky Tonk Man due to his injury. But there'll be
wonder
more.
Who will get that.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out more about that.
Okay.
Let's go to our. But right now we're going to our ring announcer, Bill.
Thank you.
And this one's scheduled for one fall. And yes, the battle of the Olympians here. All right. Bad news, Brown.
Who is legitimately somebody that no human should ever really want to be in the ring and not trust.
Exactly.
Okay. He's legit scary.
Okay, they dubbed over the...
He doesn't look like it, but he is.
Oh, he is. They dubbed over the Olympic theme because I'm guessing the Olympics people probably wouldn't have wanted them to use it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm watching the original. For all I know, they played it.
No, they're doing the... They probably did. Oh, my goodness. Patera hasn't even gotten his jacket off.
Patera, baby face, doesn't even get his jacket off.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
And again, look at the back of the day. It's like a windbreaker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's...
Yeah. I don't know. You'd think they... I mean, if it was today, you'd definitely be able to get the Patera windbreaker on WWE Shop.
I'm sure.
Yeah. except probably without the Olympic rings.
Oh, that looked bad.
Yep.
There you go. Now the crowd's popping. Look at them all jump to their feet.
All right. Yep. All right, here he goes. Patera's fighting up.
All right, slow down, kids. Slow down.
I know. Ooh. All right.
Oh, there's fired up, baby face.
Yep. Look at the power in his legs, as Billy Graham is telling us. Oh, no.
As he would.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Look at his lats. Look at his...
Yeah. That's right. He eats T-bone steaks, lifts barbell plates. All right.
By the way, notice that Bad News throws right hands and therefore only has a glove on.
Right.
The right hand. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep. Oh, he's choking him. Yep. Well, Patera's still in real trouble here. Up against somebody the caliber of Bad News Brown.
Bad News Brown was, you know, a big deal in Canada.
Yep, he was. And we're coming up on the point where he's, you know, he just worked Hogan at a house show, and he's going to, as we end 88, go into 89, he's going to get the feud with Randy Savage over the championship.
Yep.
It's about as high as, that's about as high as he gets, so. Oh, no. And down.
Oh.
Well. Well, Dave Hebner doing his best, but,
I love that.
Yeah.
I used to love interacting with Dave Hebner whenever I came to shows because he was always right there at the table at the very beginning as you walked in. It was always awesome.
Ken Patera fighting back. Yeah, we're near the end of Patera's run here. Oh, look at that. Nope.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was. Oh, here we go. So maybe I'm wrong. Here comes Ken Patera roaring back.
You know, I have to say, at this point in his career, maybe they were better early on. His clotheslines weren't thrown well.
Mm, no.
He didn't bring the, you know, because he had so much size. If he just come in a little bit different, he just had his arm out. And I know his arm would probably kill me.
Right.
But still,
again.
If he came in more toward his chest, I think it would have been more impressive looking. Right now, he's like just being wrestler guy.
Yep.
Instead of power guy.
Bear hug time.
And he looks blown up.
Well, yeah.
Which is why he's going to the rest hold.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That used to be over.
Yeah.
Bear hugs used to be over big.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan, actually, because unless you've got this huge guy and a little guy.
Right.
It never worked for me.
Yeah. You can't really do a half-assed bear hug and, you know, expect people to be interested.
Yeah, I mean, Hogan, you know, with a small guy, yeah, I would have bought it. You get him up there, bum, bum, bum. I forget, I think it was a guy down in Florida. They actually had a guy that looked like Mr. Clean from the Mr. Clean bottle, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And I admit, my best memory, he did that, you know, where everybody, you know, he'd grab the guy, they'd jump up and post, and he would, you know, crush them.
Up, and into the ropes. That was close.
No, Bad News was smart. He's getting the ropes.
Yes.
The referee needs to control this because, you know, right there, there was no break there at all.
No, there wasn't. Okay, he's still going.
Hebner, do your job. Come on.
Oh, back to the ropes again.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
yep.
That was close. He could have had him right there.
Yep. Well, bad news. Well, bad news. Obviously, he's scouted Ken Patera. He knows what to expect, and he knows to knows he wants no part of taking the full Nelson. Getting locked in there. Oh, no. Right. Okay. The fight continues here.
Is this hope spot? What are we looking for?
I don't know.
Oh, look at it. Dave's in there counting them when they're not really down. That's really aggressive refereeing.
Oh, here we go.
You notice that?
Yeah.
They weren't down. Yeah, there was not a double down there, really.
Right.
But Dave was really in on that going, you guys are not doing anything and I'm bored.
Okay. Oh, that's what we were waiting for, I think.
Oh. Oh. That could hurt.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yep, and there is the Ghetto Blaster, and Bad News Brown gets your victory. That's right. Raise his hand.
Yeah, but you noticed that Patera did the kick out at the end?
Right.
Just before he rolled off?
Oh, yeah. All right. Big victory for Bad News. Okay. Oh, another angle. And Billy Graham, of course, talks about how Patera rams the shoulder into the post just seconds after we saw that nothing of the sort happened. but still, an impressive finish for Bad News. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
All right.
Yay!
What a SummerSlam we're having so far. And how do you top that?
Well, it is the best SummerSlam show they've ever done at this point.
At this point, yes. All right. Oh, we're standing by Gene Okerlund with the mega powers. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Elizabeth, I thought I told you to stay in the broom closet. Yeah. We're doing the promo. Yeah.
Well, you know me, Gene. Okay. Oh, my goodness. He knows what Hulkamania feels like, Bill.
I think we all have at some point.
Yes, definitely. Definitely the strongest. Yeah, maybe after like three or four.
Trust me, his influence on a young generation of wrestlers is profound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. The madness and the mania and the madness, yeah.
Oh, time for the secret handshake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the secret weapon. Oh, Elizabeth's secret weapon, excuse me.
Yes, bless her heart.
Yes. Well, she is a secret weapon. I mean, this is no lie. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Ooh.
And every 11-year-old watching this at home is thrilled.
Yes. Yes, the last thing they'll see is the kiss of death from Elizabeth, which Elizabeth just demonstrated. Doesn't quite look like death, but okay.
Oh, they're bonded. There's no way there's going to ever be any aggression between those guys. They're going to get along forever.
Bond like
that is the awesome thing about this. Yes. There could never be a conflict between the mega powers.
Up. Here he comes. All right, Robin Zill, Minnesota's favorite son, Ravishing Rick Rude with Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Always like Rude.
Okay.
And legitimate tough guy and arm wrestling champion. I mean, real deal. Again, one of the real deal guys that was around at the time.
Right. Ah, yes.
And entertaining as crap.
Mm-hmm. Cut.
There you go.
Music. There we go, Rick. Mm-hmm. There we go. Up. There's some big fans of Rick Rude right there. Yeah. Yes, time for all the fat, ugly, inner-city sweat hugs to keep the noise down, Bill.
As they should.
That's right. All right. Well, in 2020, think of how many fat inner-city sweat hugs they'd be today.
Well, Well, no, everybody's been on a, you know, a fitness plan now. It's
well,
much
now,
better now,
yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, the junkyard dog on his tights. Well.
Oh. Yeah. I was falsely notified that there was something else there, and
yeah,
that's
well,
just that's just really uncomfortable.
That's not, yeah, that's not what you want to see.
No, actually.
Oh, here we go. Time to grab them cakes.
Am I correct that Junkyard Dog's mouth is literally, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right, you're not. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Yes, Junkyard Dog is Billy Graham's main man. God, nope,
well,
Billy Graham
thank God
out.
For that.
Yep. Oh, oh no, an attack before the bell. You hate to see that.
And really weak attack at that, quite honestly. Yep. You see, he brought the knee in early, and it was like, okay, he's not ready for it. I'm not touching him.
Up, up, oh. All right. They love some Junkyard Dog in the garden.
As they should. Mm-hmm. Although, where was he in his eventual not being that guy at this point?
Yeah, he's...
Isn't he also sort of on his way out?
Yes, he definitely is, yeah. Unfortunately. Then, of course...
Well, I mean, he sort of created that problem himself.
Yes, he did. Right. Okay.
Oh!
Ooh. Ow.
Good sell.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so he gets all right. Yep. He would leave.
Why
the
company, would J, why would JYD sell missing a headbutt when his head is supposedly impervious as a cutoff spot?
I don't know. Maybe we're moving into a different era of I don't know. Okay, October 88 is when Junkyard Dog left the company. This. Actually,
okay, so, you know, not immediately, but
no,
not,
coming up,
not that far
up.
After.
And then he would show up in December at Clash of the Champions 4. All right. Okay.
One of the things Rude did really well was intensity, where
yes.
when he was on his offense, mm-hmm. he stayed on you and it all looked believable.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And, of course, JYD is not bumping at all.
No, he's not.
The blessed
well, he's
part.
On, well, he's in the chin lock.
Bobby's not doing much,
no.
you know, in this thing.
No,
I mean,
no,
he did
really.
Nothing in the ring in the promo, and he's just outside doing standard, you know, manager yeah. 101.
Well, you don't want to have too much of him out there because he's going to be all over the main event. So
yeah, that's exactly so. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, I know that, you know, any time I work with a good manager, and I've only been able to, you know, on the indies now, there's only a few good. Jeff G.
That's
Bailey,
true.
Somebody I've worked with. It,
well, yeah,
you know, they always bitch the more they were out on a big show,
the
more it bothered them.
Right. There we go. JYD had more leverage, according to Billy Graham. That's why he was able to get out of that.
Wow, dog sold nothing.
Hold on. Yep. Hey. That's okay. He would go on to sell even less. So. And somehow he was out for like a year in the NWA and came back and walked right into a feud with Ric Flair. That was something.
He always had charisma.
Yep, he did.
He could always get people interested in getting them there. That's what got him over with Watts.
Yeah.
But, you know, particularly as he got more self-destructive in his later years, he became more getting to the ring. He was like Ultimate Warrior. It was great getting him to the ring. The crowd loved it until he got to the ring. And then it got more difficult.
And then the bell rang, yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. WWE does that with a lot of people where they create these, you know, No Way Jose kind of guys.
Right.
Or boogeymans or whatever, where the entrance is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, it's okay, we can only do this for so long.
Yep, there we go. Wow. Oh, nope. Oh! Heenan distracted him. And
there's a cutoff.
Oh, why it's a side Russian leg sweep, Bill.
And he hooked the leg.
I know.
Yay!
It's Rick Rude. Oh, he's going up. Uh-oh, what do we got here?
No, please don't. No.
Oh, look. Oh, there's the Cheryl Roberts tights. Yep. Oh, no. And surprise!
And... Ooh, good. Wow, nice bump.
Yep. Oh, and it looks like it's going to be...
And a fired up Jake Roberts.
Looks like it's going to be Rick Rude by disqualification here. Jake Roberts just couldn't stand it. And can you blame him?
And JYD, for the first time in the match, is selling.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, you don't need to be up during this part. Aw, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry, brother. Right. Well.
Yep. Well, thank goodness it won't affect him at the pay window.
All right. That's he's getting the well 60. He only gets the 40% that goes to the loser, not the 60% that goes to the winner.
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, that's. I mean, Gorilla Monsoon always lays that out.
This could get ugly then.
Right. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah. Here we go. Let's see it again. Whoop.
Oh.
Oh, you hate to see it. But I do like, you know, the amount of time between him doing that and Jake hitting the ring, that made perfect sense. Very, very angry, Jake the Snake Roberts.
And why wouldn't he be?
I think we have time. I think we get one more interview here before we wrap up this part of the show. Oh, yes, then it's the Intercontinental Champion, the Honky Tonk Man. Yay.
Well, there's Jimmy Hart again.
Yep.
But not again.
Yeah. Right.
You see, actually, Jimmy Hart probably wouldn't have said, no, I'm not going out in the first match. Sorry.
Yeah. He's a Honky Tonk Man. Yep. All right. So the Honky Tonk Man will get a new opponent for tonight. And he is saying that he doesn't care who the opponent is. He doesn't want to know.
Because he's cool and he's cocky.
And he's bad.
Yes.
Nope. Doesn't want to hear it. Yep, it's the open challenge, sort of.
Anyone I know's not booked.
Yep. So what? I'll take the surprise. Right. Yep. So remember, if you say that you're the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, enough everybody believes.
Well, he is. Yep. He still is.
Yeah, that's true. All right. And there we are. Okay, and that's where we're going to leave it for this week. We're going to when we come back for next week's episode, we'll pick right up with the Powers of Pain against the Bolsheviks, Bill.
Ooh!
Bored of wrestling podcasts, but still want a little bit of wrestling talk? Well, it's usually hello. It's the show for you. We've got music debates. We've got comedy bits. We have some wrestling talk. We've got watch-alongs. We've got actual celebrity guests. Check out It's Usually Hello, the podcast, on YouTube and on iTunes and all your best podcast and listening devices. It is, without a doubt, the funniest show in the history of podcasting, allegedly. And that's not just my opinion. That's also the fake opinions of the fantasy people that I see 24/7. Don't forget to leave the 5-star review, because there's only so many fake accounts one person can make.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com. Do you think you're up for a bonus match here?
Oh, yeah, we can try to do it.
All right, we're gonna hit the YouTube.
The kids love the YouTube.
Yes, that's what I'm told. Okay. So let me know when you're there.
Oh, I have to actually get up. Jeez.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hang on here now.
Okay. Let me know when you're there, and I'll tell you what to type in.
And I know how painful that can be.
I know.
All right. The YouTube and I are about to communicate.
Okay. All you have to type in is Rock and Roll Express versus Sheepherders. Because August of 1988, if you were watching that weekend on TBS, that's the big feature match on NWA Main Event, and that seemed to be the show where they put a lot of the competitive matches. So, yes, it's definitely going to be the Rock and Roll Express versus the Sheepherders. I know. Okay, here we go.
Give me a second. I'm working on this.
I understand.
Ah.
Yes. Okay. And I believe...
I am looking at January 30th, 1988. 8 minutes, 11 seconds of exciting stuff. Oh, I'm looking at another one that's 12-something, another one that's 13-something.
I think we're looking at the 13 one from the Monsoon Classic account.
Just there we go.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Hang on. I am clicking it, and you know how painful that can be.
Yes. Yep, clicks are tough. Okay.
And I'm now looking at a graphic roll-in of a ring with a cookie in the middle.
A cookie? Hold on. Now I'm going to have to shoot. Okay, now I got to do the search, and I got to find the cookie. Okay. All right, so here we go. I'm opening it up, and I'm going to get to zero. Oh, I got it. Okay, I've got a commercial here after the ad airs.
I didn't have an ad.
Okay, I'm gonna. All right, so I'm at literally at 0 seconds, which is where they're gonna roll the, logo in.
Hang on.
If you can get back to 0 seconds, like the very start of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I was saying the cookie was I hadn't seen any logo yet.
Right. Okay, so. August 21st, 1988 on TBS on the Main Event. And if Jim is at 0, if Bill is at 0 seconds and I am at 0 seconds and I'm guessing you are,
you can all prompt me to hit the gimmick whenever you want.
Okay, we're all going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. All right, here we go. And I want to say this match was actually they dumped a lot of these on here. This was actually from July of 88.
Did we just do a high five? Just want to know.
Yeah, you did. July of
88.
We're actually at Charlotte Memorial Stadium for their annual Great American Bash Show.
Are you getting an Obama versus Trump ad?
No.
Yeah. I got rid of that.
I'm seeing the Sheepherders with their flag, and then... okay, let me just...
Yeah. And Tommy's the ref. That's cool.
Yep. All right. Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson... Yeah, this is...
Who are two of my favorite people? I love both of them. They're awesome.
So, yeah, somewhere between... You know, we've seen the Charlotte shows before on this podcast, and somewhere between the 86 version of this show at the stadium and 88, they have about half the people now that they did 2 years prior for this annual event. But there we go. Rip Morgan. Butch Miller. Luke Williams. Okay, And US, and we get the USA chant from Ricky and Robert. All right. Fans are very happy.
Yes. She looks thrilled.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She's more excited. I don't think she's been more excited, but oh, look at that. Yeah.
That's quite the glassy stare there.
Right. Yeah, that's Ricky's getting that later.
Well, we can only assume. All right, Ricky and Robert, Luke and Butch. Whoa, Cousin Luke! No, that's not the gimmick.
No, arms don't. Their arms have to go up and down before that triggers mentally.
Right. Yes, keep your Yankee mouth shut.
Whoa.
There's nothing that's going to outrage a bunch of Southerners more than calling them Yankees. So.
That's true. But, although, quite honestly, you really can't outrage Southerners. You know, you redneck, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Yeah. Well, calling them Yankees will do that. Yeah. Okay. All right, I think we might start the match at some point. I know it's oh, no, we got the flag and the flagpole. Yeah. Oh no. USA. Oh, there we go. Now that guy's excited.
Wow.
Okay. Then we have. Yeah, this is Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone on commentary. If you're,
I'm not doing that. Cause,
I know, but I'm just letting people know who's on. Oh, there we go. We're underway. Hey, we have a match. Oh, nope. All right. All right. There we go. Double drop kick. We clear it. We clear out the ring. All right. So far, so good for Ricky and Robert.
Yes. A spot they've never done again.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the last time, yeah. Actually, I think we're almost at the point where Robert Gibson gets his check for a week of the Great American Bash shows and decides to quit. The Express were sort of on and off in the NWA in 1988.
Yeah, they were having their moment.
Yep. Right. But right here, this is an important match and a big show. Or at least a match. All right. Here we go. Yep. Got, not much action so far, according to Tony. Yay.
Tony's always been able to catch the really intricate aspects of the match.
That's what we like about him. Up. Oh, now.
They haven't started yet, have they?
And here we go.
No, Tony, they haven't started yet.
All right, up. Gibson fighting his way out. Ooh. Boy.
Ooh.
Keeping the punches and kicks going. Ooh. Wow.
Which was good.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Ah, ooh, that was light.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got his own partner.
Oh, no. You hate to see it. Oops. More drop kicks. My goodness.
Double.
Uh-oh, look out for Rip Morgan. Oh, no. A series of miscommunications here. Jay. Wow.
All right. Let's roll out and rest a bit.
Kind of hard to beat the atmosphere. You gotta, get either a big
high school. It's a socially distanced outdoor show, looks like.
Either a big high school football stadium or a small college stadium.
Yes. Yeah, but it is for the modern times. It's outdoors. It's socially distanced.
Yes, that's true. You could socially distance a lot more if you wanted to. Yep.
And look at how they shoot right up into the lights.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's the JCP way.
All right, we just slowed the match down entirely.
That and failing to white balance the cameras, which is another great. There we go.
Oh, that's a great looking camera shot.
Sure. Oh.
Ooh, slide through. Nicely done.
Yes.
Don't like the drop kick, Rick. He didn't roll over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, the double head.
Yeah. Oh, you don't see that enough.
No. And they've cleared house again. Oh.
Yes.
They have dumbfounded.
Is there grass at ringside?
Yes, this is grass. We're in a stadium, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the people in the front row almost got a bunch of Luke.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. They don't want that.
No, I'm guessing they don't. Okay, and we're going to get back in at some point. But
yes.
All right. Back come the sheep herders. And we're not far away from the sheep herders leaving either, are we?
Probably not. Yeah. I think this was, you know, at this point, it was much like when Watts sold, to the person selling now. It was sort of like, okay, how can we get rid of this? Mm-hmm. Except Watts only sold rings. I mean, literally, he didn't sell anything else because it's...
Yeah.
Although they did get the Western Heritage title.
Western States Heritage title. Oh no.
Oh, wow. How could the ref miss that?
Yeah, Tommy, how could you miss that?
And why is that why is that handheld shot so bad?
I don't know. It's like
look at that. That camera is terrible.
I mean, Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn would have fired all those people by now, so.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Dunn would have done it just because.
Right. Oh, my God. Although, having done this independently, sometimes you can't find the best camera people. But I mean, for a company that's
again,
doing this
in
for a
theory,
living,
yeah. Wasn't this supposed to be like a real company?
Yeah, that's true. It was.
Right, my bad. I was thinking like professional cameras, stuff like that, or the ability to actually wipe the lens off.
Well,
what I think is the problem here. I think it's humid out.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
What is this? August? Yeah, it's freaking August. So.
Yep. Yeah, it does get for those of you who don't know, it does get kind of humid
this.
In the South in 1988, or in the South in general in summertime. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder who's directing this because I mean, literally, they should be. And again, they may not have headsets. Which may be the problem. You know, I forget frequently when we actually got to the point where we could talk to referees and talk to people, who were doing stuff.
Yes, that was a big deal. Yep. Now Robert Gibson's getting worked over.
Yep. Tommy was at a great count.
It does kind of look like the one camera's shooting a different match than the other camera's shooting.
Well, just from a quality standpoint, but the problem is he just needs to wipe his lens off, bless his heart.
Yeah, I know. Robert, all he needs to do is fight his way over to Ricky Morton. No.
Tommy Young is a really, really good referee.
I know.
I mean, I'm a big fan of referees.
Done too soon, yeah. They missed him right away.
The shame because he was strong, and then for whatever reason he was not brought into the system. I don't know why. You know, the Hebners always were in the system, and they were very good. You know, Earl slightly better than Dave, but I'm a huge referee fan. You know, one of the kids I developed, Mike Posey, is one of the best referees there is.
Well, I mean,
who works for more companies than anybody? I mean, he's at AEW right now, and he literally is the most experienced ref there, and he barely does matches.
Well, that's thing. That is unfortunate. Let's see, Tommy Young is 73 right now. Good for him.
That's, yeah. He appears at shows periodically, and I think he's done a couple of ref spots within the last year or so.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Young broke his neck November 28th, 1989, and that was his end of his career as a referee.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Talented guy.
Okay.
Oh. We'll go down in history for a spot with Nikita that I won't go into more detail.
Right. Okay. All right, so looking for the tag for Ricky Morton? Yeah, I mean, if you definitely want, if you want to be sure you get a lot of ring time, become a referee. And usually the referees are among the first people to get paid on indie shows. Just a pro tip.
Yeah. From my perspective, the whole concept of wrestling is built around the establishment of what are our rules and what matters. And if you can find somebody that, first of all, is worth looking at. You know, I think referees need to not be bigger than the wrestlers. They need to
be decent-looking
people. And they need to have the ability to add to but not take away from the action.
Right. And
honestly, most of the referees are trained badly in doing that aspect of it. You know, WWE focuses primarily on whether they're on camera. Oh, that hurt. Right there in the ring post.
Yes, it did.
Meanwhile, back in the ring, we've an extended sleeper spot.
Oh. Yep, that's getting cut off. Ricky Morton hurt.
He's waiting for the hot tag. Give him a chance.
Okay. Yep. More double teaming.
Ooh.
Double gutbuster.
Oh, gutbuster. Yes, double.
No.
And you know hitting two knees.
That's right. That hurts worse than hitting one.
Oh. It would.
Oh, no.
Whoa, did he kick them both? How did
he did it?
One, two, three.
What a finish.
Out of nowhere. Holy crap, and Ricky was legal the whole time.
Rock and Roll Express with the victory.
Did you know Ricky was legal the whole time?
No, I didn't. All right, but that should about...
But there's Tommy. He knew.
Yep.
Ricky was legal the whole time. We didn't.
Right. And that's the way it is. Another fine bonus match. And, they were still doing good wrestling. It's just that their talent roster was depleted. And
I think they were freaking outside, and this sucks.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go out there and, you know, give them something.
Right.
Honestly, both teams worked hard. Bushwhackers, Sheepherders. Sheepherders were always best if they were in something where somebody finally bled.
Right.
I mean, honestly, that was their strong suit back when they were working. They were a early version of a scary guy team, right?
Yes.
And the Rock and Roll worked with everybody, but whenever you just went out and just were, here's a match we're going to do. You know, when you put the Sheepherders into we're just doing a match, then they're, you know,
then you get just a match, yeah.
Yes, and in essence, what they became or were able to do really well in WWE, which was, you know, we're just going to blah 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 blah,
right?
Or did before in WWE,
right? Kept it very simple. All right, so now the question is, Bill. For the millions listening at home, at least I hope they're millions, how can people keep track of you via social media, and how can they avail themselves of your services once things get back to normal?
The easiest way to find me, I'm on the Facebook as Bill Behrens. I'm on the Twitter as @WilliamBehrens, I think. I get confused at times on those things.
I think that's correct, though. I think you've got it both right.
And... I know. I'd love people to pay attention to what I'm doing. Right now I'm, you know, pushing Griff Garrison, who's doing well in AEW, and his partner Marcus Cross as Master and Machine, but individually too. I used to help the AJ guy, and
he's
dabble.
Okay.
I was in the main event of a match recently, by the way.
Oh,
you know, I wrestled. I lost, but I wrestled.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I'm an older guy.
Yes. Yes, I mean, technically you're even older than Bruce Mitchell, and that's, you know. That's kind of
old. Is that possible?
Well, yeah. Well, you don't look it. Does that help?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's always good when people say you age well, and it's yeah, except you're still adding the age part.
Right. Well.
Yeah. You know, where you're counting down rather than counting up on your life specter.
I understand how that works.
All right. Exactly. Like, okay, I've got this many good years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know how many good years I have left, but we're going to assume I have years. All right. For those of you,
you have plenty. You just
have to
get a child fed and get them in and out of bed.
Which is that's kind of an important thing that I do here. So for those of you at home, if you would like to know more about the Junkyard Dog or Ravishing Rick Rude, the Bulldogs, the Rougeaus, or Bad News Brown, you can go visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, or the Wrestling Observer. You cannot go to the local library yet, and if you do, please wear a mask. Bill, anything to add?
No, but the mask thing is a good idea. Actually, I've been wearing it, even though in my area, which has no humans,
right,
I'm good.
Yeah.
But everybody wear a mask. Just be smart. I mean, we can get everything back that's lost for us right now. Unfortunately, stuff like we did here and stuff like other people are doing, where we're talking to each other, is awesome.
Right.
But we, our art form, wrestling.
Yes.
Needs an audience.
Yes, it does.
And slowly but surely, we'll get back to the live presence that allows this to breathe and be a more organic. So we just have to be patient, and we have to not try to rush it. Is I think the best advice we all can take. But our industry is going to survive. The AEW doing over 1 million people in at least a segment.
Yep.
Shows that there's the chance for growth in bad times.
That's true. And so next week we will return. We'll have a couple of title matches in the second hour of SummerSlam.
Hopefully, oh my God!
Hopefully Jim will be back, and we'll chat again then. Until then, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery. Next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.